Hamat Radio, wisdom for the ear from ancient Egypt.
The beginning of time and the end of eternity, in the presence of the Nabarajar, Lord of the End, found in the books of the Paramajat, House of Books, the ascending and descending of the Paschat Ur, Great Ennead of Gods. Three houses, one each. Ra tomorrow. Ra seer yesterday. Har today.
Welcome again to the beginning of time and the end of eternity, Calendar of Ancient Egypt podcast. This episode, we discuss the second month of the season of Aachat, month of the inundation of the Nile, month of Manachat, cloth. Calculating the start of the new year in ancient Egypt with the heliacal rising of Safadat, the star Sirius, or the rising of Safadat before dawn, was visually by the pharaoh over his palace. In our calculations, the first pharaonic residence of the pharaoh Narmar Menes in Memphis. The month of Manachat thus begins on August 19th. Join us after the advertisement as we delve into the month of Manachat with the festivals, the deities to which they are dedicated, good and combative days, and the cultural significance of the month. The month of Manachat is most famous for the festival of Opet, which was recently recreated in modern Egypt by the Tourism Authority to reopen the newly renovated Avenue of the Sphinxes between the temples of Amun-Ra and Mut in Luxor. Go to the Beginning of Time, End of Eternity podcast page, and this individual episode page at kamatradio.com for additional resources and references to this episode.
Close your eyes and inhale deeply, sense that will take you back through the ages to the mysteries of ancient Egypt. This great civilization was world-renowned for products pleasing to the senses, caring for the body, and protective to the skin. Years of research and testing were committed to reconstruct the most effective and luxurious bath, beauty, and fragrance products from ancient Egypt. Satya Nacharu, scents of the gods. Bath, beauty, aromas of ancient Egypt. Find our products online at scentsofthegods.com.
Manachat, or cloth, was a highly prized commodity in ancient Egypt. Cloth in ancient Egypt was made from flax, called mahya, that was grown on the floodplains of the Nile during the 3 months of Parat. In the following 3 months of Shamul, the flax was painstakingly pulled from the ground, rather than the easier task of reaping that was utilized for grain during harvest. Flax was then bundled to be dried in the heat of Shamul, when the natural bleaching would occur. Higher quality flax would bleach perfectly white, which was used for clothing the gods, the pharaohs, and priestly garments, while lesser quality would dry a brownish color to be used for common cloth. Flax was then de-seeded. Then, a process known today as retting, where the flax was moistened over several days for bacteria to break down the inner part of the plant to loosen the fibers. Then further processing to remove the fibers from the rest of the plant, taking several steps of beating and hacking. The fibers were then ready for spinning into thread and then weaved into cloth, which was done by hand, with some thread counts being in the thousands, which still could not be replicated today. At this point, a second bleaching was made in the sun. Given the amount of time it takes to process flax into cloth, cloth making was most likely performed up through the first month of Aachat, with the first day of the second month marked by the Hab Manachat, the festival of cloth, where the new cloth of the year was finally completed. The patron of the month of Manachat is Ptah, with the first day of the month in festival to him. Ptah was the chief Nachar deity at Man Nafar, or Memphis, together with his consort Sakhamat, or Sekhmet, and their child, Nefer-Itamu, Nefertem. Ptah is known in the Shabaka stone as Ptah, south of his wall, and Ptah, Ta'atanan, the primordial mound. The Nachar deity was also declared in the stone as being self-created. So says Itam, or Atum, creator of the Pasajat War, or great Ennead, and in fact created Itamu, putting him as foremost of the creator gods. He is also said in the stone to have separated Har, or Horus, and his brother Satash, or Seth, and bestowed upon them certain inheritances of land, specifically the black locality, or Kamat, for Har, and the red locality, the Dasharat, or Satash. Ptah, being the foremost of creators, he was the patron of manufacturers and artisans, such as weavers, sandal makers, papyrus makers, jewelers, carpenters, and stonemasons. It is only fitting that the month of Manachat be patron to Ptah. Day 1. Good. Morning, day, and night. Wapat Ra, the first of the month and its festival. The Pasajat War, Great Ennead, in festivity, establishing heritage of the Great One, Har, or Horus. It commemorates the establishment of Har as the son of Aasir, or Osiris, and heir to his crown and cartouche. The Pasajat War is the 9 great Nacharu deities of the paradigm of Iunu, or Heliopolis, under Ra Itamu, or Atum Ra, the creator at Iunu. They consist of Shu, Tafanat, or Tefnut, Gabab, or Geb, Nuat, or Nut, Aasir, Osiris, Har Hanatya Na Ma'atya, Horus, foremost of judgment, Satash, or Seth, Aasat, Isis, and Nabathut, Nephetis, guarding the eye of Horus. On this day, when Shu and Tafanat go out to judge the followers of his majesty, making the procession of Haka'a, or Heka, Khanasu, or Khansu, and Jahucha, or Thoth, union with the moon disk, return. At Kamambo, appearance of Har Pa'anab Ta'uya, Horus, lord of the two lands, after the 8th hour, performing his rites, resting in the broad hall, keeping vigil before him by all the priests. Day 2. Good morning, day and night. The day of Har, or Horus, suffering from his buttocks. Offer Chababut, cold purified water, and honey, to Har, son of Aasir, Osiris, and Aasat, Isis. From the judgment of Horus and Seth.
Seth told Horus,
"Come, let us make festival in my home."
Horus replied to him,
"I will do so, surely. I will do so. I will do. I will do so, surely. I will do so. I will do."
After the festivities at nighttime, bed was prepared for them, and they both lay down. During the night, Seth caused his phallus to become stiff and inserted it between the buttocks of Horus. Then Horus placed his hands between his thighs and received the semen of Seth.
You can listen to the judgment of Har and Satash in its entirety here at Kamat Radio, in its episode on Myths and Legends of Ancient Egypt, at Kamambo, festival in the Temple of Har, Lord of Kamambo, causing the appearance of this Nachar deity in his goodly festival of entering his town, when he has been in the Northland, performing his rites, resting in his epoch. Day 3. Good. Morning, day, and night. Jahucha, Thoth, is in the presence of Ra, written communication of order of reconciliation of the Waja'at Eye of Ra, or the fractions of the whole. Offer praise to Hu, authoritative utterance, and Sia'a, divine thought. Hu and Sia'a are companions of Haka'a, or the divine energy of creation and destruction. Appearance of Sabak, lord of Kamambo, and Pa'anab Ta'uya, lord of the two lands, at Gebu. Appearing of Ta'a Sanat Nafarat, and Pa'anab Ta'uya, lord of the two lands, at Gebu, resting at the house of Ber. Sabak, or Sobek, emblematic of the might of the pharaohs, was a major crocodile deity worshipped across ancient Egypt, with a well-known temple built by Ptolemaic pharaohs in Kamambo that he shared with Har War, Horus the Elder. Harwar was married to Ta-Senat-Nofret, or Ta-Senet-Nofret, a form of Hathor, with their son Pa'anab-Ta'uya, or Panip-Tawe, the embodiment of the Nasuthitya Pharaoh. Day 4. Combative morning. Good day. Combative night. Anyone born on this day will die of skin rash. Going forth of Inapu, or Anubis. 4. Wabat, or pure amulet, for protection of the divine limbs. The jackal deity Inapu is the patron of mummification and protector of the dead. Many Wabat amulets were used for spiritual protection, being wrapped in the layers of linen of a mummy. Day 5. Combative, morning, day, and night. Do not copulate with a woman. Anyone born of this day will die of copulation. Day of encouragement of the Nacharu deities. Festival of Asir, Osiris, and the Pasajatwar, Great Indian. Festival of Haj Hata, god of cloth and clothes. And Manachu, or Mantu. Manachu is a Nachar deity who rose to prominence with the 11th dynasty pharaohs at Wa'asat, or Thebes. He is usually depicted as a falcon-headed man, but can also be a sacred bull known as the Buhis, or a bull-headed man. Manachu is primarily a military war god and patron of the militant pharaohs of the New Kingdom. Also, he was patron of the Majaatsu, the Magi. Originally an ethnic group from Nubia, but was culturally absorbed into ancient Egypt to form a special forces unit of the military, as well as a paramilitary police unit during the New Kingdom. Festival of Aasat, Isis, the Great, Lady of the Two Lands. It is the beginning of writing for her of her annals by her mother Tafanat, as for her elder brother Aasir, or Osiris. At the first hour of Dendera, procession by Hathor, Lady of Dendera, and her Inid, stopping in the great broad hall, setting out offerings for her father, Nanu, or Nun, the Great, then resting in the temple. Day 6. Good morning, day, and night. Anyone born this day will die of drunkenness. Ra is in heaven. The Nacharu deities are pacified in his presence. The Pasajatwar, Great Inid, gives praise in front of the Nabrajar, Lord of Eternity. The Nabrajar is also known as the Lord of the End. He is Ra-Ikdamu, or Atum-Ra, the creator deity of Iunu, or Heliopolis. The scribe Ani asks the Nabrajar, "What will be the duration of life?" He answers, "You shall be for millions on millions of years, a lifetime of millions of years. I will dispatch the elders and destroy all that I have made. The land shall return to the primordial water, to the surging flood, as in its original state. But I will remain with Osiris. I will transform into something else, namely a serpent, without men knowing or seeing. In this, Osiris, who also is with all the spirits of humanity who are justified, persist past the end of the seen world. Creation will take another form, and thus will be unlike anything humanity can see or understand." Now, to carry this into the realm of theory, this reflects portions of modern quantum theory. Now, before being dismissed as some fringy presentism, hear me out. I'm not saying the ancient Egyptians had any idea of the mechanics of quantum theory or any celestial phenomenon that may have been seen mathematically. However, quanta were known by the ancient peoples. For instance, the ether was a substance known by the ancient peoples as the place in the celestial sphere where the gods live. This concept has persisted, albeit without the animistic ideas or the ideas that everything has a consciousness, as quiescence within modern physics. The ancient Egyptians had ideas of the seen world and the unseen, called the Duat, this unseen world where gods and the spirits of the dead live on. Today, we see the existence of dark matter, mathematically, a substance with mass and gravity, but not seen. The ancient Egyptians also saw creation forming from the Nanu, the Great Flood, a phenomenon that is also unseen, but a necessary force of creation and eventually destruction. Today, Science recognizes dark energy, an invisible force that worked against gravity to form the universe, but in billions of years will also pull apart all visible matter. As revealed in the Papyrus of Aanya, known as the Runu Paratmaharu, or Utterances of Going Forth in the Dead, or Book of the Dead, Atum will take another form as a serpent, and creation itself will change into something unrecognizable. In a parallel theory, the late physicist Dr. Stephen Hawking saw the Higgs boson particle, a force giving size and shape to everything in the universe, as turning unstable at high energy levels that lead to a collapse of space-time. Do the myths of the ancient Egyptians parallel what we now know in modern quantum physics? I couldn't be sure, as the mathematics needed to study it are beyond my knowledge. However, maybe some ambitious scientists will disprove this hypothesis I have constructed.
Ahat Kamat, ancient Egyptian combat. The fighters of ancient Egypt were the greatest and feared of the ancient world. Ahat Kamat employs the latest archaeological research to construct the lessons for you to learn the secrets of the Ahatiu, the fighters of ancient Egypt. Find us online at ancientegyptcombat.com.
Day 7. Combative, morning, day, and night. Anyone born on this day will die in foreign lands. The children of Badasa'a, the rebel serpent, or Apophis, are in the east. The return of Ra on the necks of the foreigners. Appearance of Ta'asanat-Naphrat and Hathor, resting at their temple in Kamambos. Appearing of Pa'anab-Ta'uya, Lord of the Two Lands, resting at the birth house until day 10. Day 8. Good, morning, day, and night. Anything you see will be good. Procession of Hathor, their rituals are performed. Stopping in the boat sanctuary at Edfu, making an offering of bread, beer, oxen, fowl, and every good thing. Day 9. Good, morning, day, and night. Anyone born on this day will die at a good old age. Jubilation of Ra, his Pasajat War, great Ennead, is in festivity. All enemies are overthrown today. Navigation of the sacred boat of Har Bahadatya, or Horus of Edfu. Day 10. Good, morning, day, and night. Procession of Ba'asat, or Bast, or Bastet, mistress of Anahu, going to the Isadat. The Isadat tree in Iunu, or Heliopolis, was a sacred tree on which the leaves of Pharaoh's names were inscribed. Day 11. Good. Morning, day, and night. Fixing the front piece at the front of the prow of the boat. Day 12. Combative. Morning, day, and night. The day that Satash, Seth, raised his head in rebellion of Ra, the sun god, annihilating the speech of Satash. Separation of the head is inflicted on the conspirator. Day 13. Good. Morning, day, and night. The water, the great ones, the Pasajat War, or great Ennead, praise the luminary, Har Bahadatya, or Horus of Edfu, overthrower of enemies. Day 14. Good, morning, day, and night. Make offerings to the local Nacharu deities and pacify the spirits. Receiving Hajat, the white crown, by Har, or Horus. Day 15. Good morning, combative day and night. Going forth of Ra at nightfall with his followers, the sight of which any person will die. Day 16. Good morning, day, and night. Arrival of Aasir, Osiris, and the Pasajat War, great Ennead. Wanannafar, his followers are in great festivity. Wanannafar is the name of Osiris, meaning the one who continues to be perfect, referring to his eternal existence after death. Day 17. Good. Morning, day, and night. The local Nacharu deities will listen to you today. Anyone born on this day will die smelling. Day 18. Combative. Morning, day, and night. Inspecting Wabat, place of purification. while making transformations into lizards, or drying the Chut body in Natron, or the Sama'ata'a, the necropolis. He started weeping aloud. He placed their hands on their heads, males and females likewise. The festival of Khanamu, or Khanum, ram creator deity of Abu, or Elephantine, and Anakap, or Anukis, a goddess that wears a crown of ostrich feathers, and locally at Abu is the daughter of Khanamu and Sachik, or Satis, eve of the festival of Amun in his festival of Ipat. This day of festival in Ipat is commanded by Ramesses III at Medinet Habu. It prescribes the offerings of beet bread cooking ratio 30, beet bread cooking ratio 40, Hassan bread cooking ratio 20, bread in the presence, baskets of cooking ratio 20, offering bread, baskets of cooking ratio 20, white fruit bread, cooking ratio 40, beet biscuits, cooking ratio 10, beer in washam jars, brewing ratio 5, beer in jars of brewing ratio 20, various loaves of bread for divine offerings, sacks of upper and lower Egyptian wheat, bull, live ragis, ordinary fowl, jar of wine, baskets of incense, baskets of fruit, bouquets of fresh flowers, baskets of fresh flowers. Day 19. Good. Morning, day, and night. Going forth of Nanu, noon, to set up the Noble One, the Jad, the pillar of Ptah. The Jad pillar is a symbol of stability, usually associated with Osiris, but also with Ptah. Festival of Ipat, day 1. The 24th day Ipat, or Opet festival, of Ra Iman, or Amun Ra, was inscribed by Thutmose III in Karnak, the south wall of Akhmenim, or the Glorious of Monuments Temple. Offerings of longhorn oxen, shorthorn oxen, small bull of the herd, other bulls, and ibixes. The festival of Ipat is one of the largest festivals at the Temple of Amun-Ra at Karnak, which also has the name of Ipat-Sut, or the seat of Ipat. The Shuyat-Nacha divide image statues of Iman, Amun, Mu'at, Mut, and Khanasu, Khonsu, are removed from their sanctuaries in their respective temples and placed on their divine boats, where smaller shrines holding the deities are processed throughout the city and sailed on the Nile to their shrines in the region. They are then returned to the city and then processed to the Ipat Temple, which is situated next to the Temple of Khanasu. That is near the Temple of Mu'at, where rituals were performed within the cycle of creation as interpreted within the paradigm of the divine triad. These rituals renewed the power and influence of Amun, the Nasutpitya, or Pharaoh of the gods, and his family in the seen world for another year. Offerings prescribed by Ramesses III at Medinet Habu were beet bread, cooking ratio 20, beet bread, cooking ratio 30, beet bread, cooking ratio 40, Hassan bread, cooking ratio 20, white bread baskets of cooking, white bread baskets of cooking ratio 20, bread in the presence, baskets of cooking ratio 30, Aasat bread baskets of cooking ratio 30, biscuits by measure, cooking ratio 10, date cakes bowls of cooking ratio 30, white fruit bread, cooking ratio 40, beer in washam jars, brewing ratio 5, beer jars, brewing ratio 20, various loaves of bread for divine offerings, sacks of upper and lower Egyptian grain, long-horned oxen, jar of wine, fattened geese, baskets of incense, ordinary fowl, fruit baskets, very good jar of wine, fresh flowers, bouquets, and baskets, procession of the goddess Hathor and her Ennead, for rituals performed, and it is performed at the river Quays until 3rd month of Akhat, day 3, making 15 days, after which is announced the floodwater observation, then stopping at the great place. Day 20. Good. Morning, day, and night. Giving compensation in presence of Ra, the sun god. Chahucha, Thoth, makes an example of rebels who shall be underneath. Ipat Festival, Day 2. Ramesses III prescribes the same offerings as Day 1 and continues with the same offerings through all 24 days of the festival. Additionally, offerings are made in the Ipat Temple Festival Hall of white bread, cooking ratio 20, offering bread, cooking ratio 40, white fruit bread, cooking ratio of 5, Ina hot jars of beer, various loaves of bread for divine offerings. Upper and lower Egyptian wheat, the one and Anatu, or temple staff, are provided with Aakak bread, cooking ratio 40. Ina hot jars of beer, upper and lower Egyptian wheat, Han jars of sweet moringa oil, and Han jars of fresh moringa oil. Day 21. Combative, morning, day, and night. The eyes of Natat, Ni, with Sama'at, upper Egyptian cobra, are guided Jehucha, though, in appeasing and praising her. Natat, or Ni, is a creator goddess from Sais. Her most ancient symbol is a shield with crossed arrows, in association with her status as a war goddess. Day 22. Combative, morning, day, and night. Do not bathe today. Cutting the tongue of the enemy of Sabak, Sobek, son of Natat. Day 23. Good morning and day. Combative night. Anyone born on this day will die of a crocodile. Day 24. Combative. Morning, day, and night. Do not go out in any wind. Going forth are the executioners from Sais to look for the children of Badassa'a when he is in the ocean. Day 25. Combative. Morning, day, and night. Anyone born on this day will suffer from a bull until death. Finding the children of Badassa'a wrapped in tama'a, a mat of skin on ship's sides. Day 26. Combative. Morning, day, and night. Do not put down a foundation of a house, or a ship in a shipyard, or order work, opening and sealing the windows of the palace in Busiris, festival of Sakar. The falcon mummiform deity Sakar, or Sokar, is a funerary deity of the Memphite necropolis. Sakar eventually syncretizes with Ptah, and also Aasir, or Osiris. Procession of Amun-Ra at Karnak. In year 7 of the reign of Thutmose III, he declared this holiday as inscribed in the Akhmenu temple at Karnak. One cause to be made for him, a statue made as taken from life. According to the beauty of my majesty, to navigate in the procession, the statue navigating on the sacred lake. Offerings were commanded by Thutmose III to his father Amun, various loaves of bread, jars of beer, vegetables, wine jars, geese, sha'ayat bread, with cooking ratio 16, and all good vegetables of foreign lands. Day 27. Combative. Morning, day, and night. Do not perform physical labor. Anyone born on this day will die by a snake. Festival of Manachu and Har, or Horus, of Medamud. Day 28. Good. Morning, day, and night. If you see anything on this day, it will be good. Day 2 of the festival of Manachu and Har, or Horus, of Medamud. Festival of Sachit, or Satat, Satis, and Anakat, Anukis, and Abu. Sachit is mother of the divine triad of Abu, wife of Kanamu, and mother of Anakat. Satat guards the southern border from the Nubians, smiting the enemies of Pharaoh with her arrows. Day 29. Good. Morning, day, and night. Anyone born on this day will die honorable. Day 30. Good. Morning, day, and night. Father of the Nacharu deities comes forth from Nanu, noon. The land is in festivity. Festival of the great luminary Har Bahadatya, Horus of Edfu, who overthrows his enemies. Procession of Har Sama'a Ta'unya, Harsamtis, to the royal way station. A libation is made for the gods of Khadi. Offerings are sent to Khadi Nachar until 3rd A'akhat, day 6. The last day of the month, the Arakya, ends with 3 mansions, one each of Ra tomorrow, Aasir yesterday, and Har today.
Beginning of time, end of eternity, Calendar of Ancient Egypt is produced for Kamat Radio. Wisdom for the ear from Ancient Egypt. Find Kamat Radio online at kamatradio.com. K-A-M-A-T radio.com. Kamat Radio is a production of Kamat. Reconstructing Ancient Egyptian Culture. Find Kamat online at reconstructingancientegypt.org.
Kamat Radio, wisdom for the ear from ancient Egypt.